Lecture 11, Islam in the West.
Although estimates of the number of American Muslims vary from 4 to 12 million, there are at least 6 million, making Islam the third largest religion after Christianity and Judaism in America. And in Europe, the approximately 15 million Muslims make Islam the second largest religion. Many believe that in the first half of the 21st century, Islam will become the second largest religion in America. So Islam is very much in the West. Historically, Muslims were present in America before the 19th century. The explorers, traders, and settlers who visited the New World from the time of Columbus included Moriscos, Spanish Muslims who hid their Muslim faith. They migrated to both Spanish and Portuguese settlements in America. Between 14 and 20% of the African slaves brought to America between the 16th and the 19th centuries were Muslim, although they were forced to convert to Christianity. Indians and Arabs who were not slaves also immigrated during this period and maintained their spiritual, cultural, and social identity. The numbers of Muslims in America increased in the late 19th century. Significant numbers of immigrants from the Arab world, places like Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, settled in the Midwest and Canada as blue-collar workers and assimilated into American society. After World War II, large numbers of immigrants from Palestine, who had lost their homes after the creation of the State of Israel in 1948, as well as elites from the Middle East and South Asia and other places, seeking higher education or professional advancement came to America. In recent decades, many students from the Muslim world have come to study, and many well-educated professionals and intellectuals have emigrated from South and Southeast Asia, as well as from the Middle East and parts of Africa, for political and economic reasons. About two-thirds of the Muslims in America today are immigrants or the descendants of immigrants. The other third is indigenous, made up of African Americans, many African American converts to Islam, along with smaller numbers, but a significant number of white American converts, and more recently, Hispanic Muslims. The largest Muslim communities in the United States are in cities like Boston, New York, Detroit, Dearborn, Toledo, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles. As compared to 30 years ago, when I first began to study Islam and Islam was invisible on our landscape, in many of not only these major cities, but many rural areas, you will find today mosques and Islamic centers. Like most Americans, Muslims in America are diverse. We sometimes forget this. We'll say, are there 6 or 8 million Muslims? And the presumption will be that they are all religiously observant, for example. Whereas we don't make that same presumption when we talk about the numbers of Jews or Christians. So Muslims in America are diverse. They're secular and religious, observant and non-observant, liberal, conservative, fundamentalist, Democrat and Republican. African-American Islam emerged in the early 20th century when a number of black Americans converted to Islam. The religion they believed was part of their original African identity, preferred over Christianity, which was seen as a religion of white supremacy and oppression, the slaveholders' religion, as it were. In the early 1930s, Wallace D. Fard Muhammad, called the Great Mahdi, drew on the Quran and the Bible, to preach black liberation and build the Nation of Islam in the ghettos of Detroit. When he mysteriously disappeared in 1934, Elijah Muhammad, who lived from 1897 to 1975, took over and built what was called the Nation of Islam into an effective national movement whose members became known as Black Muslims. Elijah Muhammad denounced white society's political and economic oppression of blacks and its results, self-hatred, poverty, and dependency, and taught self-improvement and empowerment. By the 1970s, his Nation of Islam had more than 100,000 members.